The proposal stems from a dispute between the Douglas County Board and American Transmission Company, but it would apply to local governments across Wisconsin. If it becomes law, the siting of power lines would be up to the Public Service Commission. Local governments would lose their ability to reject plans, even if lines go through public property. Reedsburg Republican Cheryl Albers says Wisconsin uses more power than it produces, and it needs to get it from somewhere if the state's economy is to grow.
If we're going to have those high-paying jobs that all of us want to provide our constituents, then, boy, we better get about the business of providing energy. And I think it's the Public Service Commission's job to decide how those lines are going to be run most efficiently.
Albers chided members of the Douglas County Board for objecting to part of a Duluth-to-Wausau power line without having an alternative plan. But Democrat Mary Hubler of adjacent Washburn County says that's their right. Hubler told lawmakers they may later regret this proposal.
When it's your county board that's going through the same decision and a for-profit company comes in and says, we don't care what you local elected officials say. We don't care that you've made this decision. We're telling you what we're going to do. And what we're going to do is we're going to let this company come in and take the land.
The plan now heads to the state Senate. The assembly previously passed a measure that would streamline the permitting process for power plants in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.